So he has this loaded 45 caliber Glock pistol, and he didn't use it when he could have on that patrolman.
That's true.
Was that a discussion?
Yes. The Tim McVeigh that I knew was much different than the caricature of Tim. Much different. And I asked him about that. He said, well, I recognize Mr. Hanger as a state policeman. I didn't have any quarrel with the state.
He wasn't federal property, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So the Ryder truck axle was found in the rubble and was traced to this rental agency in Junction City, Kansas, and had rented the truck 2 days earlier to a Robert Kling and another man. Talk to us about that.
The official version is that Tim McVeigh was Robert Kling and that he rented the truck. The government disputes that there was another person present. That, of course, is fiction. Four people say there was another man present. Eldon Elliott, who owned Elliott's Body Shop, Vicki Beamer, who was the secretary bookkeeper at Elliott's, Robert Kissling, who was a mechanic, and Tim McVeigh. And when Mr. McVeigh and I had our conversation just before the trial about all of this, when I finally figured out with the help of a very talented staff member the key to unlocking this tissue of lies that I had been presented with, I reminded him that he acknowledged that there was another person present in Elliott's office when allegedly he rented the Ryder truck. And I said, now, who can this other person be, Tim? Well, no other Ryder truck was rented that day. No other Ryder truck was returned that day. No other Ryder truck was reserved that day. This is a very small room, which is probably the size of my office, and I guess my office is maybe 20 by 16 feet, and that's probably larger than the office at Elliott's. This is the person that was John Doe 2, so somebody knows this person. If it's an innocent would-be person going through Elliott's, he's got a wife, a girlfriend, a sister, a significant other, a roommate, an army buddy, a mother, a father. This drawing's plastered all over the world. So somebody has said, gee, that looks like you. But nobody said that. He said, well, I told you there was no John Doe 2. And I said, no, that's not what you said. I said, you and I have come to know each other very well, and I understand that you phrase things carefully. What you said was, when I asked you who was John Doe 2, you said, John Doe 2 doesn't exist. And I don't doubt that. On the day that I asked you that question, I'm satisfied he didn't exist. So I said, you and the other three people say the same thing. Nobody picked up a car. Nobody made a purchase. So why would somebody just wander into Elliott's Body Shop at the very time that you're there? And nobody comes forward to claim the $2 million reward. He said, you have an answer to that question? I said, indeed, I do. He said, I'd like to hear it. And I said, well, there is a photograph of you at McDonald's at 4 p.m. that afternoon. The government has it, and I have it. McDonald's at Junction City had a series of stationary cameras that just took instant photographs by video, probably in six locations. So every sixth photograph and that sequence is you. In the very first one, there's a clock on the wall, and it shows 4 o'clock. You come in, and you move in fashion towards the south, and just before you exit, you look at your watch. There's a picture. At 4:19:10, the computer at Elliott's Body Shop is turned on. 19 minutes and 10 seconds later, because Robert Kling is there and they're printing out the contract for the rental truck. Now, you told me that you went out of McDonald's and started walking up to Elliott's and that a young man in a red Pontiac picked you up and gave you a ride. I said, there's two problems with that. The first and basic problem is that you didn't realize you could walk it in 19 minutes when you and I had the conversation. I had somebody about your build and height and weight walk it, and you can walk it in 19 minutes. You can walk it exactly in 19 minutes. But Tim. The problem is that the three people in Elliott say that Robert Kling was wearing army fatigues. The picture of you at McDonald's has you wearing a white T-shirt, a sports shirt, and slacks. You have nothing in your hands. You don't have a backpack. You're not carrying a change of clothes. So what are you going to do? Tell me that you changed clothes in this perfect stranger's car, and where'd you get the clothes? I mean, that must have been something unusual. You just start changing clothes in this stranger's car that's giving you this ride? And who is this person? This back road to Elliott's that you supposedly were taking is not ordinarily how people would go. I mean, it's not a major highway. So somebody would remember picking you up and dropping you off at Elliott's. They would remember you. And there's another thing. It was misting rain. The three people at Elliott's say that not only was the person that rented the truck in fatigues, he wasn't winded and he wasn't wet. So how'd you do it? He said, well, I don't understand what you're telling me. And I told him one other thing that was unusual. And I said, well, what I'm telling you is that they didn't see you. He said, what do you mean? I said, they didn't see you.